block.
Down to the but North
Huron. But it is a first down.
47-yard line. First
yard line of North Huron is where the ball is spotted. That was a 11-yard gain. So 11 yards with a nice little play action type pick and pop pass from the tight end. A big player, Devin Taylor, and he was open over the middle as the North Huron Warrior team flowed to the play action.
Yeah, that was a nice change up from the running game.
There's going to be a run on first down. It is number 13, Austin Kelly. He was lined up to
the
right of Hoover, and he went off the left side, so coming across the formation.
Second and six.
And he surges forward for 4 yards. It's going to be second and six from the 43. That play didn't look like much, but then you see the spot, and it's a four-yard gain.
Yeah, and on four-yard gains all day long, you're going to win ball games with that. Let's see if they can keep it up, though.
Two running backs in the backfield. Hooper hands it off to the middle man. He's got room. He's got a first down up to the just shy
12,
of the 30-yard line.
Makes a stop on him. He number picks up about 12, 10 yards right
Peyton
up the middle
Mooney,
of the field. Down
right
to the 31-yard line. First and 10
that was
for the Tigers.
Dive. Mooney was
that
the
was
up
Mooney
back. It's hard to imagine you can have an up back when your deep back is 3 yards deep, but the way the formation is set, he was set up right behind Hooper, the quarterback, maybe a yard and a half behind him. He took the dive up the middle, and it was Knobloch again on the tackle. That secondary starting to have to make tackles for North Huron. That's not what you want to see against a rushing attack.
No, I'm starting to wonder now if maybe the Tigers are starting to put their run game together.
Run on first down. They faked it up the middle, and Hooper handed
and
off.
Number 13, Austin Levine, is right there to meet him in the backfield.
Austin Kelly, but he didn't go very far. In fact, he didn't get any gain at all.
Looks like
Mr. Levine, Austin Levine, number 79, the big defensive end.
We're going to call it second and 10.
Right side of the North Huron defensive line made the tackle. Second and 10 from the 30-and-a-half-yard line of North Huron. This is Carsonville, Port Sanilac's deepest penetration into Warrior territory so far today. They trailed 24-0, so they need it. That's going to be a first down.
And number 12 off
up
the left
the middle,
side running hard before
once again,
Pichette
Mooney up
is
the
there
middle
to bring him down as he picks up
play.
About 15 yards and a first down inside
just
the 20.
Just shy of 15 yards.
Down to about
they're
the 17-yard line.
At the 17-yard line
Tigers.
Of North Huron, first down.
That was Mooney,
CPS
Peyton Mooney on the carry.
And the Tigers. Peyton Mooney getting some nice holes up the middle on very short, quick-hitting dive plays. That was the play that didn't go anywhere on the fourth down from the last drive, and now it's starting to gash North Huron up the middle. Makes you look that maybe they're looking for something outside or they're focusing on the deep back. You just never know. Sometimes defensive schemes and defensive
so CBS elects to let the clock
abilities
run out.
Shift throughout the game. They were very good
first
on that
quarter
play. Really not so good on this drive.
Sometimes a good play can work. Sometimes a good play won't work. The quarterback did a real nice fake. I didn't even know what was happening until this kid was 5 yards upfield already. I think he caught the Warriors defense off guard with that little fake, and he just kind of sliced it up the middle.
And that's definitely part of it with that up back being so close to the line. That handoff is taking place instantaneously, and if the defensive line has any problem with their counterparts on the offense from the Tigers, they can't find the ball until he's past them.
That's right. Yep. And now you're playing catch up. He's not a speedster, so they caught up with him, but not until he had gotten a first down and 15 yards.
It's the end of the first quarter, 24-0 North Huron, but CPS is driving into the red zone of the Warriors. Time to take a break on the WLEW Sports Network.
This month at Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, we're tackling high prices. Huge savings on every Chevy and Buick on our lot.
And get $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade. And that means you'll score big with a great deal.
Save over $11,300 on Silverado light-duty double cabs and even more on a crew.
Take 20% off remaining 2017 Malibu, Cruze, and Trax LT models in stock. And if you don't qualify for GM employee pricing, don't worry. These deals are for everyone.
Our deal of the month is a 2017 Chevrolet Cruze LS courtesy vehicle. MSRP is over $20,000. GM employee price, $14,183.
And if a Buick is what you're looking for, save 17% on Buick Encore and over $7,400 off an Enclave.
We're tackling high prices all month long at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Handoff up the middle by CBS on first down. It's Mitchell tackled by Toner for the Warriors. That didn't go anywhere. That is what you were seeing in the first couple drives on that dive up the middle. It will be second and 10, second and long for CPS, something they haven't faced a whole lot of in this drive so far. Let's see what they dial up here. Hooper under center. It's going to be another dive to Mooney. This time he is prepped up at the line. Once again. It is number 93, the big senior, Tom Toner. He brought it in for 2 points on the last two-point conversion. He's also stout in the middle of that Warrior line, and he has made the tackle on the last two plays. One was number 8, Tyler Mitchell. The other, number 12, Peyton Mooney, getting stopped for, if any gain, very short. It's going to be 3rd and 9.5 or something.
Coach Rickett is apparently really confident in his team running that quick handoff straight up the middle, down the throat. Sometimes it's working, sometimes not.
Two backs in the backfield, one off kilter, and number 5, Hooper, is going to run away from that. It looks like he wants to throw, but there's not a whole lot there.
Hooper
just throws it away.
Running to the sidelines trying to find the receiver. There's nobody there. Throws the ball away before Knobloch runs out of bounds.
About anything as far as intentional grounding, I'm not even sure that that was really a pass play. That might have been an intentional quarterback boot to the far side of the field. There was nobody out there for him to throw to.
No, there really wasn't. And if that was his intention, he needed to cut up field a bit sooner than he did, even to pick up a yard or two.
Buddy was able to throw it away without taking any type of loss, so it will be 4th and 9. The marker still says number 3 on the far side of the field, but it's definitely 4th down. A couple dives up the middle that went almost nowhere, and then an incomplete pass. It's been changed now. 4th and 9 from the 16-yard line, a toss to the far side of the field. That's not going to get there. Fumble.
Hooper,
it's picked up, though. Let's see if it can go
number 13, who fumbles the ball. Number 12 picks
Austin
it up in the
Kelly,
backfield.
Number 13 with the fumble. It was picked up by number 12,
CPS
Peyton
picks
Mooney.
It up and actually loses
but
about
he had
5
nowhere
yards
to go,
on the play. It's going to be
a
North Huron ball.
A loss of yardage
10.
On 4th down for CPS, and North Huron is going to take over.
Looks like they're
a promising drive fizzling out in the red zone.
Yeah, and so here's a pitch out to the right, cuts back up the middle. And they're still getting that middle. They want to. It wasn't a bad play, really, if you could have shoved the defense more out of the way so that middle would have been open.
But you definitely see in that middle of the North Huron line showing up now. Big number 93 has been unblocked, standing there waiting for people.
Yeah, that's right.
When I can read the numbers from here, because we're situated on near the far 40-yard line, if I can see the numbers from 40 yards away and see who's making the tackle, there ain't a blocker on him.
That's right. Yeah.
1st and 10 for the Warriors. They hand off on the sweep, and there is room. He made one man miss. He's down the near sideline now. That's number 83, and he's going to go the distance. Make that 63.
Frank Lane is 80 yards on the end of the line, right into the end zone. Touchdown, North Huron!
Frank Duda, number 63, unless I read the number wrong, and he came from the far side of the formation, a nice little end around. He made one man miss, and that's the only player he had to worry about. There was nobody else here down the near sideline. He went 80 yards for the touchdown, and it is now 30-0.
They are really mixing the plays up here, North Huron is. 30-0 early in the second quarter.
And big chunk plays now.
Yeah, yeah. And the Tigers are going to have to regroup and think of a new game plan or do better at blocking, you know.
2-point conversion again. Expect the fullback dive up the middle until they stop it, right?
Right.
And there's a busted play, but Knobloch's going to walk in.
Knobloch on a quarterback.
Knobloch turned
in the
right.
Zone. It was attempted to be a 2-point by Evan
was
Rice.
Supposed
looks
to
like
go
he went on the wrong side. Knobloch goes in.
So Knobloch turned the wrong way. Or
and with 10-12 to go in the second quarter,
say,
the Warriors go ahead of the Tigers, 32-0.
So he just went up the middle, and there was a big hole he wasn't touched.
Right. So the broken-up play messes up the defense, and in he skates for the 2-point conversion. 32-0 now. Wow.
32-0, 4-for-4 on two-point conversions. The clock will be running in the not-too-distant future because of the lopsided score. See what...